Yeah, I'm Dr. Rastogi, and I am doing dictation on progress note on Rosemary, R-O-S-E-M-A-R-Y, AIDS, Y-A-T-E-S. Her telephone number was 586-731-0776. This is a telehealth appointment seen by Doxy. Peter. Her date of birth is 10-9-1950, subjective and object data. Rosemary is a 72-year-old Caucasian female who was discharged after a week of treatment from XSN. St. John Hospital and Medical Center, Madras. She was under care of Dr. Jamaria, Z-A-M-A-R-I-A-M-D. She was admitted on October 10, 2022, and was discharged last Monday. Jamaria was following outpatient treatment through comprehensive counseling and was getting treatment for bipolar disorder, but she started feeling depressed, so, and was feeling tired, fatigue, anhedonia, oversleeping, lack of motivation, and lot of anxiety. Wellbutrin, 150 milligram daily, was started to elevate her mood and her improve her behavior. But she called me on 10-1-2022 and reported that she developed rash for the last 24 hours. But not feeling suicidal. Therefore, the medication was discontinued and was recommended to take Zoloft 50 milligram daily, take only half a tablet for 1 week, and thereafter increase the dose. And follow-up appointment was requested in 1 week. However, it was reported that patient was not feeling good. Therefore, her brother admitted her to the St. John Moros Hospital under Dr. Jamaria because of the same symptoms. Patient brother was aware that patient has made one serious suicide attempt about a year ago and was on ventilator. Today, she described that she was supposed to stay in the hospital some more time, but she was treated with Zoloft 50 milligram daily, Provazil 100 milligram daily, and also Depakote 500 milligrams twice a day, which she has been taking for some time. She described overall she is doing okay, but is still not motivated. She was having some problem with the sleep. Therefore, last night she took Zoloft 50 milligram daily, Ativan 1 milligram daily, and Depakote 1000 milligram daily, to which she get a better sleep. She denies any suicidal thoughts, denies any hallucination, denies any piranha thoughts. See, was still somewhat concerned. I further discussed that I would like to see her on video or come to the clinic for her appointment. She agreed that she is going to make arrangement next time so she can see with the brother. Her fatigue and tiredness has not yet changed any improvement. Besides, she is taking modafinil. Period. She was cooperative, attentive. I discussed with her that she has been taking medication as a mood stabilizer and she would not understand the precipitation of depression. But she is taking Zula 50 milligram at bedtime. If she describes it is helping, and Probazil 100 milligram in the morning. Period. She claimed that she is doing fine. Period. She is living by herself, although her brother has been supportive. Her laboratory profile shows that her lipid profile was normal. Her blood chemistry was normal. Her platelet was low at 111 kmcl. Albumin was low. Her thyroid profile was in normal range. I have not seen any Depakote label, any prescription. Hemoglobin was 11.6. She has been following outpatient treatment with Dr. Kako, Piet, and she claimed that she need only prescription for Zoloft. She has Ativan 0.5 milligram at bedtime. She has at home Depakote 250 milligram, 500 milligrams twice a day. She also had the same medication. Patient was explained that I will be out on vacation next month, and in the meantime, I would like that she should be seen by Dr. Lingakar, who is my co-worker at the comprehensive counseling. To which she agreed. I also explained that I will be seeing next Friday, and I will give the timing so that she can see on video. To which she agreed. Patient was cooperative, attentive, appropriate. No suicidal homicidal thoughts, no auditory visual hallucinations or any perfect feeling. Her judgment sight has improved. Period. She is not having any thought to hurt herself. Period. I have assessment. Bipolar mood disorder. Depressed one. Access 2, defer access 2, Raynaud disease and sciatica, access 4, moderately severe, access 5, GF score was 50. Recommendation, I recommend that she should continue seeing her primary care doctor and get her Depakote level checked. Also, her albumin is low and platelets are also low. They have to see her. She will be continue taking Probazil 100 milligram daily, which has been to alleviate her mood and decrease her fatigue and tiredness. I will continue on Zula 50 milligram daily. I have given a prescription for Zula 30 milligram daily and also recommended to be seen in a 1 week on October 24th, Friday 2022. Prognosis guarded. This is end of dictation. I am Mirak Prastogi. Thank you very much. Can you, after transcription, fax at 248-828-9712. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.